It's no fantasy in the baseball world. You got to love this. The FBI is investigating whether St. Louis Cardinals officials hacked into the computer databases of their rivals, the Houston Astros. It's a case of corporate espionage that may besmirch one of the most successful franchises in the sport. It's also an indication of how much sports has become a matter of doing everything by the numbers. The Cardinals have 11 World Series championships to their name and sit atop their division with a $120 million payroll. But the lean, mean American League Astros, who are also first in their AL West division, are doing it with a bare-bones payroll of $69 million. That's second lowest in the league. And a strictly by-the-numbers analytic approach the Astros uses that goes even beyond the Moneyball strategy made famous by author Michael Lewis's book about the Oakland A's. Our friends at St. Louis Public Radio asked listeners to tweet their three-word response to this news. Bad Fred Bird, bad, said local Jacob Voss, putting the blame on the team's mascot, Fred Bird. Another response, totally not shocked, and from user at Dude from the Lou, still in first. Joshua Green is senior national correspondent for Bloomberg Businessweek. He wrote about the Astros' strategy for a 2014 feature. He joins me now. Joshua, how significant is this in the corporate espionage world?
I mean, this is a huge, huge deal. And in baseball terms, you know, I think it's sort of the equivalent of stealing the secret formula for Coca-Cola. I mean, this is a huge breach that's completely unheard of up until now.
And there's one character who's sort of at the center of all this. He's kind of the Bill Belichick of this particular drama.
Well, if we're talking about the Houston Astros GM who is the target of the hack, I think he was more the target than the perpetrator, the Belichick figure. But Luno is a wild and fascinating guy who came into Major League Baseball. He doesn't have a baseball background. He's an MBA and a former McKinsey consultant who's brought into the St. Louis Cardinals after Michael Lewis's book Moneyball was published. The Cardinals owner wanted to make sure that the team wasn't going to fall behind, and they wanted to bring in a kind of number-crunching data guy. And Luno was that guy, and his arrival and his unorthodox data-heavy methods worked very well for the Cardinals, which are a terrific franchise. But it caused a rift in the organization with more traditional-minded baseball people that eventually led some Cardinals employees to give him mean nicknames like Harry Potter and the Accountant, and ultimately led to the departure of the Cardinals GM, Walt Jocketty. So Lunau was a famously controversial figure in St. Louis before he moved over to the Astros. And revenge against Lunau appears to have been the motive for the Cardinals hack.
And this is revenge, or does Lunau have some magical formula that the Cardinals want?
Well, we don't know. If you read the various media reports, it seems that some people in the Cardinals organization believe that Luno sort of took with him that secret Coke formula when he moved in 2011 from the Cardinals to become the general manager of the Astros. I actually asked him about this last fall or last summer when I was in Houston, and he said, absolutely not. You know, the only knowledge I took with me was the knowledge that I had in my brain. But obviously, there's some people in St. Louis who either didn't believe that or wanted to, you know, embarrass Lunau. And last summer when the hack leaked and this was published on Deadspin, a website, it was a huge black eye and an embarrassment, both for Lunau and for the Houston Astros. Lunau had to go around apologizing to other GMs in baseball because their text messages and their private trade negotiations were leaked. And there was a big question at the time, you know, who would do this? And some people thought it was Russian hackers or anonymous. And now it looks like it was a rival Cardinals.
So nobody knows how the Astros are doing it atop their division now, even though they've traditionally had the worst record in baseball. Does anyone believe that it's because of some analytics that are doing this?
Well, I mean, like a lot of industries, baseball has been transformed by big data. And, you know, Lunau is a guy who's tried to go even further than Billy Beane at the Oakland A's. He's sort of out there in the forefront and believes that this data can be, you know, marshaled, and that if you know how to manipulate it, it can lead you to the best players and the best strategies. And I think if you look at the Astros' tiny payroll and the fact that they're on top of the American League West, there really must be something to that, because they're performing, you know, phenomenally well and beating the pants off a lot of teams with bigger payrolls.
$69 million is less than $120 million. That's all you need to know. Joshua Green, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Joshua Green is senior national correspondent for Bloomberg Businessweek.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.